This article, titled Complete and Total Self-Submission, appears in the November-December 2023 issue of the Maharshi, distributed by Arunachala Ashrama. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, November 8, 1912 to April 12, 2000, founder of Arunachala Ashrama, was completely dedicated to his guru, Sri Ramana Maharshi. He felt that Sri Bhagavan was for him the sun of suns, and indeed stated that he saw Sri Bhagavan before him more clearly than he saw the sun. His every waking hour was filled with the presence of his Sadguru, and in sharing the blessings that he had received from him with the devotees who came to the ashrama to participate in the recitations, prayers, and the practice of Atmavichara that continued unabatedly. Sri Bhagavat referred to the ashrama as AAA, that is, Arunachala Abhyasa Ashrama, as he gave paramount importance to the practice of Who Am I, as extolled by Sri Bhagavan. For Sri Bhagavat, the principal means of sharing his hopes and aspirations with his guru was by means of his trusted and faithful typewriter, the Hermes 3000. He could be seen typing his prayers and petitions on paper for hours on end. If there was a break in the expression of his longings in this manner, if the rhythmic tapping of the keyboard stopped, it simply meant that he had become totally indrawn into that silence and vastness at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. After some time, the sound of the typewriter would be heard again, and the praise of his guru would recommence. These prayer manuscripts, as they are referred to, total thousands upon thousands of pages. The exact number is unknown. One piece alone came to 3,500 pages. For those interested in reading further about Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, please refer to our ashram archives. We share below a prayer manuscript written in November 1990. The underlying words are typically seen in his original manuscripts, giving added emphasis to the exhortations of Sri Bhagavat. Sri Arunachaleshwara Shiva, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, Paramatman, Satchitananda Dakshina Murti, Sarveshwara Jagadishwara Antaryami Sadguru, tells me every single moment of my life that he has already blessed, graced, and endowed me with the burning aspiration of flooding the 10 directions of the globe with his direct path of the practice of self-inquiry of who am I, and I should have not only faith, but patience too, and at the right time, and in the right way, he would build his own mandiram in New York City. The dream of building Sri Lalita Jagadishwari Mandiram on Fifth Avenue in New York City has already been accomplished, as I have been absorbed in his name and form, and day and night, I remember, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, with as much faith and fortitude as is humanly possible. From the very start of my bodily advent on this earth, Sri Ramana Arunachala Bhagavan has caught me and kept me bound to his lotus feet. I shall have to have complete and total faith in his power and glory, and thus keep marching along towards the shining and dazzling peaks of the holy hill of the holy Arunachala mountain. Sri Bhagavan has dissolved me in the ocean of his infinite blessings and benediction, and has allowed me to work as much as possible for me to repeat, resound, and reverberate his name all over the world. Although there is not the least sign of any promise for the realization of the New York City Mandiram, nevertheless, My heart cavity is overflowing with a surging Ganga of jnana, bhakti, tyaga, and tapasya. The sanctum sanctorum of my heart lotus is so much filled with Ramana Bhagavan's presence that I have no room there for anything else. I am carried forwards towards the holy Arunachala mountain, and all my work is melted in his lotus feet, and I sit back in the chair with my eyes closed and abide in his name, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, once and for all. Each and every exhalation and inhalation of my breath carries the Lord's name and form, and with undivided attention, I continue to experience Ramana Arunachala Bhagavan's gleaming and glowing presence before me and within me. This work of pounding the great teacher, mentor, and instructor, Hermes 3000, is the direct result of Sri Arunachala Ramana Bhagavan's love and affection. And he commands and commissions me to disburse this great gift and wealth to all his children in the world of names and forms. This state of my life is beyond description, and in silence I continue to bow down to his lotus feet and record all these experiences for the world so that the people of this universe wouldn't think that my efforts and endeavors have been in vain in the Sri Arunachala Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi Center. All my life, Sri Bhagavan has endowed me with a single proclamation that Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi showers his infinite grace and mercy upon all his children before he gives me that worldly wealth for building his temple. The unceasing inherence in his name, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, is the inexplicable and inexpressible wealth with which I have been made richer, richer and richer in this world, and during all the hours of waking and dreaming and sound sleeping, Sri Bhagavan keeps me submerged in the ocean of being, consciousness, and bliss, and thus allows me to devote and dedicate each and every moment of my life to the practice of who am I, who am I? Whomsoever I happen to serve in any capacity and in any form, Sri Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi soaks and saturates me with so much of his love and affection that I never discriminate as to whom I am serving and what I am doing. Sri Bhagavan permeates and pervades each and every atom and proton of my life and tells me that he is ever holding me by the hand and he is leading me to his supreme abode in the cavity of the heart. Time and time again, Arunachala has taught me to welcome any adversity, obstruction, or opposition with his name on the tip of my tongue, and thus I will be able to dive deeper, deeper and deeper in his ocean of infinite grace and mercy. I must admit that the brickbats and bullets of unkind words and thought affect and irritate me without fail, but I simply take his name and beg and beseech him to enable me to flood the earth with all my love, affection, devotion, and dedication. I have to remember all the time that the Lord is familiar with my pain and suffering, and I should depend on him with complete and total surrender. My breath is merged in the depth of my heart, and I experience his presence. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavan.